Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
We are giving very strong consideration to having people after a 20-day period because, again, you're not allowed legally to hold them for more than that. We will move them into sanctuary cities.
So the president has now publicly, as of Friday afternoon even, threatened to send illegal immigrants captured at the Mexican border to urban areas known as sanctuary cities, hours after the White House officials had said the idea was not being considered. And ignoring the legal advice of the Department of Homeland Security, Fox's Rachel Sutherland continues her in-depth team coverage in Washington. So with the threats from Homeland Security, or at least the legal advice that came from Homeland Security, how serious is the White House on this proposal?
Well, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was telling Fox News Sunday that the president is serious about this and that it's on the table as one option meant to kind of bring Democrats to the table and get them to negotiate on immigration. And she says that it is something that is definitely being considered. But as you mentioned, federal officials have been pushing back. ICE did, citing cost of busing people to far locations and the logistics. So it's unclear, you know, whether or not this plan would ever become a reality.
Jamie Dupree, our Washington insider, in his blog from Friday even saying the Democrats said the idea had smelled of political retribution by the president, who's frustrated he can't impose his will, they say, on immigration policy without first getting approval in the Congress. Would this require congressional approval, or could he unilaterally make the move?
Well, that's a good question. I think that some members of Congress are saying that absolutely the president would need their permission. But the press secretary, Sarah Sanders, again saying this is totally legal. But Congress does hold the purse strings, so this could be setting up a battle.
It's a storyline that we'll continue to follow in depth for you through the day and the week ahead. Even though Congress is out for the next couple of weeks for the Easter break, be listening for updates from Washington and Fox's Rachel Sutherland. An in-depth look at where the battle stands in migration and more when you open up the WOKV app and tap the Jamie Dupree button.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.